We often find, after a situation has caught the attention of the media, that there were maybe family members who knew that there was significant unrest between the parties involved, or neighbors or friends or employees, co-worker relationships. And so YWCA invites every member of our community here in Sonoma County to call us. And I'm going to share with you our 24/7 crisis hotline. So that number is easy to remember. It is 546-1234. Now, in an ideal circumstance, we would like the victim to call us because we want to immediately spring into action and provide advocacy in terms of making a safety plan and doing a safety assessment for that individual. But as I've said in my earlier commentary about the profile of a victim, it may be difficult for that person to, first of all, recognize that they're in a domestic violence situation. And maybe there's an issue around, you know, frankly, being brave enough to make that phone call. And so we invite our community to make that phone call.
So I've also heard, Madeline, that leaving an abusive partner can be one of the most dangerous times for a survivor. Can you talk more about what resources the YWCA offers and how you can also access those resources safely?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Making a decision to leave your household in many ways, and I know that this will resonate for many of us here in Sonoma County, to leave that unhealthy and dangerous household is to choose to become homeless, right? You're not willing to be in a situation where you or your children are at risk of injury or worse. But where do you go and what do you do? Please call YWCA's crisis hotline. We have the county's only confidential safe house shelter, and it is for men and women who are seeking refuge from violence in their home. And by calling our number, 546-1234, a safety plan can be orchestrated with our advocates to bring you in safely into our home. Some people call us because they want to take advantage of our support groups. And I sometimes refer to that as, in terms of a victim seeking services, maybe that's the way you dip your toe in the water, right? We have a therapy program where we run support groups in English and in Spanish. These are robust programs. We have a number of people who attend our support groups, and it is a bit cathartic. Adia, I'm sure you could relate to this, as your listeners will, that in hearing the story of someone else, you may see yourself in a part of that. And being in a room where you feel safe and you're able to share the issues that you have is really about the healing. And at the YWCA, we say healing begins with a conversation, and that could be individual therapy that we offer, family therapy, or the support group therapy as well.